Good evening. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Alan, and I come from Halifax. I was brought up within a loving family. I am the youngest of three brothers. My parents worked, and I had a very good childhood. Growing up, my school life was good. I did all the normal things a child would do. I was very good at sports. I never brought trouble home. Although I did meet my future wife in school. At the age of 16, I left school. I got a job in a warehouse, which by the time I was 21, I became the manager. I bought a house. I got engaged. I got married. Life couldn't have been better. It couldn't have been better. So time went on. We decided to have a family, and we were blessed with three children, two daughters and a son. At this time in my life, I had everything a man could ever wish for. I was living the dream. But by the age of 25, 26 years old, things started to go badly wrong within my marriage. I played a lot of sports on the weekends. I trained through the week, but the social side of it started to get a grip of me. And I started drinking with the intentions of just a couple, but I would end up staying out. And then I would be coming home drunk. The arguments would start. This went on like this for the next 5, 6, 7 years. I made a lot of wrong choices at that time in my life. Eventually, my wife divorced me. And at the age of 34, around that same time, I lost my mother to cancer. So my whole world was starting to fall apart. I was drinking even more, but I always managed to hold my job down. I was very good at masking things over. So there came a period of time where I was in and out of relationships. I met a woman whom I had a 7-year relationship with, a very turbulent one. She was an alcoholic, which at the age of 35, alcohol would take her life. By this time, I was a full-blown alcoholic, but in denial. Again, I was repeating the same old cycle. I was in and out of relationships when eventually I met someone I worked with. At last, I thought I'd found someone. I'd found happiness. But there was a problem. We had drink in our relationship. We had a son together. But there was even more problems. The relationship became quite abusive. There was domestic violence. There was police involvement, both getting arrested every other weekend. So it was time for me to end the relationship. This is where I hit rock bottom. Not only did I lose my relationship and family, I also lost my job after nearly 30 years service. That hurt. Everything was gone within a blink of an eye. I had nothing to live. I had nothing to give or to live for. I was lost. I was in a dark place. I started to self-harm. I took an overdose. I was drinking myself to death. I was in and out of hospital. I couldn't see a way out other than death. Then just out of the blue, I received a phone call from a church called The Gathering in Halifax, asking me if they could give any support and help. So I'm thinking, I don't go to church. I don't believe in God. Why would a church be ringing me? So I asked a lady on the phone who was a worship leader called Catherine, how have you got my number? She told me that a police officer rang her to see if they could help me. But this police officer who phoned me was actually looking for the substance misuse services in Halifax, but dialed the wrong number and got the church instead. And the strange thing is, she was wanting to speak to a Catherine. Well, she got Catherine, but the wrong one, but the right one for me. So when the police officer realised she had dialed the wrong number, she apologised. But before she put the phone down, Catherine asked her if she could have my number, as the church helped people who were in addiction. So I was invited down to the church, where I was introduced to a guy, our own very Mr. Phil Tate. There, Phil. And he asked me if I'd ever been to a rehab. In turn, I said no. And he explained what Teen Challenge was all about. and that it was a Christian rehabilitation centre, and it's a year-long programme in Nottingham. Would I be interested in going? I really didn't have a choice, so I said yes. I had nothing to lose other than my life, and I wanted to live. So within 6 weeks, I was in Teen Challenge. This is the day my life would change for the better. God found me. Although I had a bad start to my programme in Teen Challenge, something was changing in me. God was transforming me. He was showing me how to forgive, love, respect, show compassion. But most of all, he began to reveal who I was. Even while on the programme at Teen Challenge, I had my trials and tribulations. My youngest son was taken into care due to his mother being arrested. And on that very same day, my brother died of a stroke at the age of 49. I've had to fight the authorities in court up until recently to prove I could be a good father so my son wouldn't be adopted out. But I'm glad to say now my 3-year-old boy is now reunited with his mother, who herself has had to battle with addiction. And my relationship with my boy has been restored. In fact, all my children have been restored back to me simply by doing the right thing. So today, I am sober 24 months. Today, I have a choice. Today, I have a place to live. Today, I have a job to go to. And today, I am free in Jesus Christ. And I'm looking forward to the next part of this journey of my life. So all the praise and all the glory goes to the King God Almighty. Amen. Thank you very much.